Welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. It's a podcast all about Silverlight. The idea is you give us a couple of minutes and we'll teach you something new. Out of the browser. It's this idea that we can have Silverlight applications that run outside of the browser frame. In essence, they look like regular Windows or Macintosh applications. They exist in the start menu, you got an icon for them, you don't have to have a web browser up and running to see them, you just click on that icon and you get your application. Silverlight 2 cannot do this. Silverlight 3 can. We're going to talk about how to implement this, how to get this behavior working in your Silverlight 3 applications. Turns out it's super simple. We're going to talk about my impression of this and why it is and why it is not important. So here we go. To make this happen, to make a Silverlight application, a Silverlight 3 application work outside the browser, it's kind of a two-step process. First thing you got to do is you've got to go into the appmanifest.xml file. Once you go into the XML file, you're going to see an uncomment the markup and update the fields below to make your application offline enabled. Simply uncomment those fields and guess what? Your application can be installed. Now, if that's all you do, the only way to install your application is for the user to right-click on it when they see it inside the browser frame, go to install, and then that will allow the install. To get the other bit, to get the bit where you actually install at the request, at the behest of the user, what you've got to do is you've got to call the app.current.detach method. Now, this will cause the same thing to happen. It will cause the application, after the user accepts a dialog, it will cause the application to be installed to the local machine. Now, this has to be done in response to a user-generated action. So this can't be something that happens, say, in response to a timer expiring or something like that. It's got to be a button click. It's got to be a key up, key down, something like this. And the reason here is simply security. We don't want applications to be able to install themselves willy-nilly to users' machines. We want at least some indication that the user is interacting with the application before we will allow them to be installed. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, if we have out of the browser with Silverlight, isn't that about the same thing as having WPF, right? Isn't that kind of like what WPF applications give us? After all, WPF applications, they run XAML, and they look and they smell a lot the same. And the answer is kind of. So the good thing about Silverlight and Silverlight out of the browser is that it allows us to widely deploy our applications. I mean, you can deploy on PCs and Macintosh, etc. And the thing about WPF is that WPF allows us to have very easy access to our data. Now, it does some other things. It gives us easy access to our other APIs. So if you want to, use a webcam or something like that, you need to use WPF. But in general, for most people, for line of business applications, the thing that WPF has over Silverlight, in my opinion, it is direct access to your database. So keep that in mind. In Silverlight, you have to work harder to get your data. You have to use WCF services. You have to use perhaps Astoria, ADO.NET data services to get at your data. You got to work a little harder. And on the WPF end, of course, you have to have the .NET 3.5 or greater runtime, which means that you are severely constrained in where you can deploy. So you got to make that balance yourselves. But in any event, OOB out of the browser. It's an exciting new feature in Silverlight 3. Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 2 or Silverlight 3, go ahead and check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's our company where we do consulting and mentoring services for both Silverlight 2 and Silverlight 3. If you're interested in Silverlight training, see the Silverlight Tour, where I'm also an instructor.